peace is to just get you in pairs for a few moments and for you to just talk about what was it that stood out for you as you were listening to Brij Mohanbhai. Right? So he shared a lot of information, but there was a few things that showed up on your radar screen. They went, bing, bing, this is important. So what was important for you from what was being shared? So just turn around to the person next to you, and for a few minutes, each, just have a little conversation to digest what you received. Have both sides shared? Yeah? You haven't had a chance to share? Okay, go ahead then. You've got one more minute. Okay. Welcome back. Do we have A4 sheets of paper? Do we have A4 sheets of paper? Yes? Everybody needs an A4 sheet of paper. If you have an A4 notebook, raise your hand. No, nobody carries an A4 notebook. Right, so... Okay, could you give them out, please, Augusto? And everybody has a pen, right? Yeah? Good, okay. Could I... You should all have a piece of paper with a blank side. Is that correct? Okay, so in the middle of your piece of paper, I want you to put a nice circle, little dot, right in the middle. You have had 3 full days of input, exposure, processes, right? It's been quite rich, hasn't it? At many different levels, a lot of variety. We're going to take this time over the next 45 minutes to do some processing, digestion. Do you remember at the beginning of the session I said to you what's really important is for you to track what's being woken up in you. Remember when Daddy Janki came? I said the most important thing is not what you know and what you understand, it's what is being woken up inside you as you're going through this. Something else is happening inside. Yeah? So we're going to go below the surface a little bit to track that. Now, we've done this before with the older group in Shantivan, but I think it's a very beneficial activity because it really helps us to stay focused on what really is going on inside. Despite all the surface inputs, there's something else that's being threaded together internally that you need to keep your eye on. Yeah? Have all of you heard of automatic writing? You've heard of automatic writing? No? Okay. It's really simple. Automatic writing is automatic writing. Right? Which means you put your pen to paper, you do not think. And you just let something stream. Even if what you're writing you don't understand. It doesn't matter. Right? So I'm going to give you a question. And what I suggest is that you're going to write not in a straight line. Because every time we write in a straight line, what happens? Our left brain gets activated. Right? Which is logical and rational and analytical. And we start controlling what we write and we control our terminology. So you are going to start writing in a spiral. And you're going to start from inside. You're going to start writing, 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 until you get to the outside. Capisce? Now, if your font is very, very small, it's going to take you ages. Okay? If your font is very big, you'll be out here in 1 minute. So make it a medium-sized font. Okay? And remember, if you're doing spiral writing, you're going to have to turn your paper around to write. That disables your left brain. And that's exactly what it's designed to do. And so the question for you to hold in your mind as you begin the automatic writing process, and hold the question and just see what emerges from the soul. Right? Don't get into the trap of trying to give the right answer, trying to interpret it. No, let the soul speak. Whatever. Just let it all come out. Is that okay? Can you do that? Okay? So the question for you is, what is awakening in the soul at this time? Can you see that at the back? Just about. What is awakening in the soul at this time? Off you go. Okay. Who's finished? Only three people. Okay, the rest of you, maybe you've got 1 minute more. And if you've finished, just go back and read what you've written as a detached observer. Sometimes what is awakening inside us doesn't feel very comfortable. And that's okay. You just have to be honest with yourself in the process. Okay, wherever your pen has reached, I'm going to ask you to stop. How did that feel? Should I repeat the question? How did that feel? Bit strange. What does that mean? You're not used to writing in a spiral. Good. Yes. Somebody else? Clear, more clarity. Others? You felt lighter after. Who else felt lighter after doing it afterwards? Sorry? More close to the self, yeah. This is a very healthy thing to do every so often. After you've had a few days of a lot of input, do some spiral writing. It helps digest input, right? Otherwise, a lot of it gets stuck here. It's a lot happening, but no focusing. Okay, now for the next little piece, which is a 15-minute piece, I'm going to just ask you to get into trios. So find two people near you that you haven't spoken to before. Two other people, and get into trios that you haven't spoken to before. So maybe these three. Susanna, one behind you and one in front of you. Okay, three. You've spoken before? Oh, find, put somebody else in that team. Maybe Paulina, you can go into that group. Suzanne, you can go somewhere else. So Karina, you, Paulina, and the sister behind Susanna, who was there. Yeah. Okay, three trios. This isn't difficult, guys. It's mathematics. Trio means three people. So if you're having difficulty, just grab the nearest person that you can find. Put your chairs into a threesome. Put your chairs into a little threesome. Once you have a group of three, isolate your little group of three into a little... Go get, find your space. Yeah, make sure you lift the chairs fully. Yeah, they're looking for one person. Here's one person. So this is two people, Asi. These are two people. Shush, hold on a second. Hold on. It's okay. You three, you Asi, you two, one, two, and three, Vijay. That's it. We're done. Okay, sisters, will you come to the front and create a group and brother? Yeah, take this chair. Okay, so you all have a threesome, right? Okay. Now, we are all, who are we? Souls. So we have something called the soul model, except I spell it quite differently. Okay? So in your group, somebody has to be an S, somebody has to be an O, somebody has to be an L. Quick. Okay? So who's the S? Raise your hand. Right. S, raise your hand, please. S, raise your hand. Thank you. S, you are the speaker. Haha. Now, you know what the speaker does, right? You speak. But you speak from your heart. You will have 2 minutes and we will time you. So you don't have to worry about time. I will say start, and when I say start, it's time for you to speak. And you will share what is awakening in the soul at this time. You're in Madhuban, you're in Baba's land, you're in Baba's home, and you're speaking to Baba. So just let it out. Okay? That's speaker. Raise your hand. Okay, put your hand down. L, raise your hand. Right. L, you are the listener. These pens don't work. Anyway, listener. So your job is to listen. And listen means listen. It means no commentary in your head as they're speaking. You're not trying to analyze what they're saying, right? You're just listening to what is being said. You have permission to ask one question. Just one question to the speaker, okay? In case they run out of things to say in 1 minute, or perhaps they've said something that you don't understand. You have only permission to ask one question. Otherwise, you have to listen. Is that clear? Observer. Oh, raise your hand. Okay, you know what you are. You are the observers. Now, you know what the observers do, right? They just watch an energy flow. We know that 70% of communication is nonverbal, it's vibrational. So something is being emitted through the expression of the person, their vibration, their body language, there's an impression that's being created. So you're just sitting back as a detached observer and watching. What are the impressions that are being left? Is that clear? Okay? So speaker, are you ready? Right? Go. Oh. Okay, which one of you found that 2 minutes was a short time? Who found 2 minutes a long time? And the rest? Short, long? It was okay. All right. Okay, now, listeners, you have 1 minute to repeat back everything you heard. Just 1 minute. Yeah? And you're not interpreting their words. You're repeating back what you heard. Clear? Listeners, off you go. Right. How would you rate the quality of the feedback from the listener? Who gave you 100% accurate feedback? Okay. 90%? Okay. 80%? Okay, 70, below 60, oh dear, okay, all right, this is a good skill to improve. Okay, observer, now it's your turn. You have 1 minute to share the impressions. As you were watching the dynamic of the speaker speaking, whatever was coming to you, the impressions, the vibrations, the body language, what was being left with you? Off you go. 1 minute. Okay, speaker, how did you find that? What was your experience after having been listened to and observed and somebody sharing their impressions with you? You need to speak up. Yes. She caught the right pulse. Yes.
When you speak with honesty, it captures the heart and the conscious mind.
When you speak with honesty, it captures the heart and the conscious mind. Okay?
You can see the thing that I couldn't see during my speaking.
He could see the thing that you couldn't see whilst you were speaking. Right. So he was able to pick up something a bit more subtle that you were unaware of. Right. Others?
I
She could feel what you felt when you were speaking. It's magic, isn't it? Here we go, okay. All right, others? She was a good observer and he was a good listener. You're lucky. Right, others? Yes. Right. So it's more like the subtle things that were being picked up and conveyed that you're perhaps not consciously aware of, right? And you're sitting with people who barely know you. Okay, talk about the power of vibration here, guys. This is what God speaks about every day. Okay? Right, now we're going to do a swap. New speaker, new listener, new observer. Rotate. Who's the new speaker? Raise your hand, speakers. New speaker, raise your hand. Hello, new speakers, raise your hand. Thank you. New listeners, raise your hand. New listeners, okay. New observers, please raise your hand. Okay, speakers, ready, steady, go. Okay. Listeners, you know what to do for 1 minute, right? You repeat back what you heard. Go. Was the quality of listening better, speaker? Yes, yes, good approval. Right, okay, you're lucky. You're prepared. Okay, observer, you have 1 minute to share what was and appreciate the energy coming from this soul. Off you go. Stop. Okay, speaker, how was that for you? Huh? Good. Yeah, good is a really big word. Yeah. 99% good. So your good is in terms of numbers, okay? Yes. Speakers, other speakers, yes. Interesting. So whatever you were saying, what was being picked up was the underlying intention or energy. And it was nice to have that fed back. Okay. Others? Others? You had. The observer was very attentive, so he managed to get behind what you were feeling. Wow, this makes you a room full of magicians here, right? Okay, other speakers? What? Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay, yes? Oh, wow. We're getting some revelations here. She revealed the truth to me. Now imagine what God sees and listens all the time. And in the Murali, when he speaks to you, he's speaking to that part of you that is real, right? You may kind of think, me? Me? He's picking up your deepest and most original vibe. Okay, last round. New speaker, new listener, new observer. Okay, speaker, raise your hand. New speaker. Right, new observer, raise your hand. New listener, raise your hand. Right, ready, steady, go. Okay, listeners, you know what to do. You have 1 minute to repeat back everything you heard. Off you go. Yeah, good. Okay. Right. Observers, you have 1 minute to share your impression of the energies you felt coming from the soul. Off you go. Stop. Okay, speakers, how was that for you? Essenceful. Okay, yes? Brilliant. Oh, what a nice adjective. Yes. Others? Other words, speakers? It was very sweet. Oh, isn't that lovely? Others?
Accurate.
Oh, she picked up two things. Oh, how clever. She picked up what you felt, but she also picked up what you need to improve. Huh, how interesting. Other speakers? Yes. It's like magic that you can catch your feelings. Right. Guys, you are magicians. You're just waking up to it. Right? This is not rocket science. So much of who you are is a vibration that is speaking very, very loudly. And so you might sit there thinking, nobody sees me. Nobody understands me. Nobody recognizes me. Do you ever think that? Do you? Somebody said every day? Oh dear. Okay. Therapy sessions in the room next door. Yeah. But you can see how Baba is so attentive that he picks up your vibrations before you even know. Like, you had no idea when you came to Baba that you were a deity soul. Did you? You were like a sleeping Kumbhakarna. Right? Stone intellect. And then he's kind of tuning into you and calling you the most precious diamond on earth. You're his precious deity soul. And it takes a bit of while to wake up to this, doesn't it? But he's responding to the deepest vibration in the soul. Because God is truth. So he will not tell you a lie. Right? So if you have issues with what he's saying, who do they belong to? You. And the reason that you have issues with what he's saying is because you haven't opened up and been honest about what's happening inside you. Does that make sense? So much of what you receive as feedback from the universe depends a lot on what you give out. So the clearer and the more honest you are, the more help and clarity you will receive back in return, affirmation you will receive back in return, appreciation you will receive back in return for who you are. Don't hide who you are. That's the biggest mistake you can make. Yeah. And you can see how the exercise, very valuable, listen and observe. Two sanskars that are very, very important at this time to tune in to the pulse of souls around us. Okay, let's have a moment in traffic control and then Dipti will finish off the session. Om Shanti. So just a bit of practicality. I just want clarity. I see in Susan. What time do we have to go? Now. 2 minutes ago. Okay. All right. The aim of why we did this exercise is if we want to share with Baba in a form of a letter, we need to first be in resonance with our own vibration. Because Baba doesn't just listen or read words. Baba catches our vibration. And so an exercise like this muscles that moment of activating what's really in the heart. And so as we did the first exercise and the second exercise, the aim of it is to muscle that experience. So then the third aspect is then to be able to write this letter to Baba. So we don't want to rush this process, but let this now create a space within you as to what is it that you really want to say to Baba. Okay? What we've done here is we've cleared out, we have created the feelings. So now when we even go to the... We're going to go now, isn't it? So when we're going to go now, just take this time to linger on what has emerged for you. Because the letter writing is a final expression of just what's happening. Every time we create a very powerful thought, it already reaches Baba. But to be able to unpack that and know what it is that's happening inside
is when we exercise in this way to actually know what is happening vibrationally in our being. So as we go for meditation now, we are going to go with the main group, and you're going to get a very special page. This is your page for your letter. So it's your letter to Baba. So don't just fold it up and put it anyhow, because even paper holds vibration. Yeah? So put it nicely somewhere and keep it very safe. And then today, before you go to sleep at night, go to Baba's room and complete this letter. So that tomorrow morning when you come for Amrit Vela, you bring this letter for Baba. Is that okay? Hello? Yeah? Okay. So, now that you're vibrationally alive, hold this, refine it, feel it. Say to Baba what matters truly in your being. And then tonight, before you go to sleep, we're going to have gift ceremony, we're going to have a special dinner, and then quietly find your way to Baba's room, wherever. Or if you want to sit under some moonlight, whatever you want to do is fine. But write this letter beautifully to Baba, powerfully, vibrationally. And then tomorrow morning, when you come for Amrit Vela, bring this letter with you. Is that okay? Don't fold it and crisp it and all of that.
There's going to be a very special Amrit Vela tomorrow morning, because we are now 2 days left till the end of the year. Okay? So this is an amazing opportunity to really, in Madhuban, in Baba's presence, to look forward, you know, and allow yourself to consider what you really want to let go and close this year, and what you want to take forward into the new year. Right? So this is a precious letter to God, and you imagine in this letter, by the end of next year, it will be fulfilled. And so sit in front of Baba and really allow your future to call you. And be honest about what it is you need to let go of and what you want to take forward into the new year. And then tomorrow morning, when you come for Amrit Vela at 4:05, okay, bring the letter with you.
And a pen.
And a pen. Is that clear? And why we're asking you to come 5 minutes before 4:00? So that we can create an atmosphere. When everybody comes in, one after the other, and they keep coming in by 4:20, yoga is disturbed. And when yoga is disturbed, that also has a karmic consequence. So for tomorrow, help each other, if you're in the room with each other, if you're next door to each other. 4:05, arrive here with your letter and a pen. And so before you go to bed tonight, you need to find some time in Baba's room and empty your heart and then go to sleep. Okay? All right, let's have a moment of silence and then we walk across to the Harmony Hall for gifts. Who here hasn't received a gift from the Yajna? Nobody. Everybody. Right. Okay, so everybody has to go. Okay, let's have a minute of silence.